Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's March 19, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 4, 2002. We're back with a good question. Several so-called evangelists are still very popular, though they are no longer working with the angels and do not use the power of God. What will happen to people who are supposedly healed by them while they claim to be doing God's miracle?
Well, Alora, it depends. Now, if they are truly healed, nothing will happen to them. Remember that creatures of darkness can have their servants healed. They can transmit power to them and perform many of the wonders that even I could perform, which is frightening. But if they are fakes, if they go in and are merely putting on a performance to make this so-called evangelist look good, they're in trouble. Because when they get to my kingdom, they're going to find a very unpleasant welcome. If there is one thing I despise, it is a fake and those who help them. True healers, true teachers, true workers, even if they're a little bit off the center and don't get everything exactly right. If they're at least trying, I will forgive and I will let some things pass. But if they're in it just for the bucks, if they're in it just to make a name for themselves, if they're in it just for the women, then when they get to the gates of heaven, they're going to find they're very, very unwelcome. I cannot tolerate fakes, no matter how popular they are, no matter how much good people think they do, no matter what. I cannot tolerate fakes, and they never, ever get into my kingdom.
Thank you. That's good to hear, because I don't like them either, one bit. We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
www.voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back! Nazarene, we may have already covered this, but it really bothers me the way the demons taunt you when you're fighting them, saying that you're beaten, finished, that man doesn't care about you anymore. The way things are going, I think they may be right, that they do control man, and our work is done. What do you have to say?
Alora, the more something evil boasts that something is so, the more you know it isn't so, because they're expressing their fear. They're trying to scare you. They're trying to keep you from fighting back. They're trying to get you to give up. These creatures of darkness haven't won. Man is deceived. Man is led astray. If we can lead him back, man will turn on these creatures of darkness and destroy them because they're not fools. They don't want to be destroyed forever. If we can make them understand the truth, we can win. But it is difficult. It is very difficult because man does like to believe the lie. They do like the easy way. They do like the easy path, and they love to wander down it and get lost. But when someone does bring them back out of the darkness into the light, they appreciate it, Alora. We will find those who appreciate it. It may take some time, but we have to keep fighting. We can't ever give up. We have to keep speaking the truth and tell people what is happening, and sooner or later, a good many people will begin to see that what we are saying is right, and that they have to come back to God or whatever it is they believe in. Your people have to come back to your way. We have to win, Alora, both ways, my people and yours. We can't win either way alone. It has to be both, but we will win.
Amen, Nazarene. Whatever you say has got to come true.
If only I had a few hundred thousand like you, Alora, that truly believed, then there would be no doubt of us winning.
We'll be back again. ¶¶